Hi, this is Billy Van Zandt, and you are listening to TV Confidential.
Ed Robertson, thank you for listening to this bonus edition of TV Confidential. It includes a clip from our conversation with Emmy Award-winning writer-producer William Link that originally aired in October 2010. In this particular segment, Bill shares a few memories of his friend and colleague, Stephen J. Cannell, including the time they briefly worked together on the short-lived ABC crime drama, Stone. William Link passed away December 29th at the age of 87.
Dick and I never really worked with him. We had brought him a series idea of ours because we had too much on our plate time, and we liked and thought he was a good writer. We respected his work, and we knew him at Universal. We were inmates there. Just kidding. Where he did some of his best writing, and certainly Dick and I did. And it was a project called Stone. It was about a cop like Joe Wombo, who we knew, who was an ex-cop and a very good writer. And we wanted to do it about a guy who's a writer now but is still interested in crime, who used to be a cop and is a celebrity. Mm-hmm. So when he catches a perp, the guy first wants his autograph before, Stone takes him in to the police station. And Steve liked it, but the problem was he had too much on his plate, too, and he gave it to a colleague who was talented, but I think it was on for 13, and then it was over.
Yeah. ABC didn't do it any favors. I think they put it on Mondays. It was a mid-season thing, and I think they stuck it on after Monday Night Baseball, so it was one of those things where it either ran before the game or after the game, depending on which part of the country you were on. And so that was almost always a suicide time slot.
Yeah, they can do that to you. And it's death.
Yeah, but
you know it's death as soon as you hear, the scheduling.
Yeah, but obviously, those are things you can only do so much about. I mean, you just hope that...
Very little you can do.
Yeah.
You can't blackmail my work. Even if you have a big studio behind you, like Universal, which Steve and I did, it's still the networks. Well, back then, I don't know whether it's changed. I've been out of the business for a while. But probably it's the same. But I hear they dominate even more now, especially the writers. And that I hate to hear.
Yeah. It's too bad that Steve only wrote the one Columbo, because he really had an understanding of the rhythm of the show.
Oh, yeah, and he had so much, all these other projects. Luckily, we got that one out of him.
In many respects, you look at Steve's body of work, and it's like a testament to what every writer should aspire to be. And I'm not just talking about the fact that he was so productive.
He's the most prolific guy I ever knew.
Yeah, and he never let any excuses get in the way of sitting down every morning and doing the work.
Well, he told me that, he limoed every day and came to the studio and took the limo back. And going to the studio and going home, he was writing.
Mm-hmm.
Now, that's a dedicated writer, let me tell you. I think Steve was an obsession like it was with Dick and I do not use that in any kind of derogatory way. I think obsessions for good things are terrific because you're really focused like Steve was, and it's very important.
Hey, it's Kaylee Cuoco for Priceline. Ready to go to your happy place for a happy price? Well, why didn't you say so? Just download the Priceline app right now and save up to 60% on hotels. So whether it's Cousin Kevin's Kazoo Concert in Kansas City, go Kevin! Or Becky's Bachelorette Bash in Bermuda, you never have to miss a trip ever again. So download the Priceline app today. Your savings are waiting.
Go to your happy place for a happy price. Go to your happy price, Priceline.
A few weeks ago, I saw a speaker. He was talking about the secrets of success. He broke it down into three O's, and one of the O's was obsession, which is a burning desire to make something happen as if your life depended. As if your life depended on it. And certainly that was the case with you and Richard. That was the case with Peter Falk.
Definitely with Steve.
Definitely with Steve.
So you saw it in all the good writers.
And in Stephen's case, you know, particularly, he never forgot. We've talked about this before in this program. You know, Stephen overcame dyslexia.
Yeah, incredible.
And when he was a kid, I mean, students and teachers and administrators, they didn't necessarily know any better, and so they...
He wasn't diagnosed back then.
Exactly.
That was a terrible thing.
And he had to overcome that stigma.
Oh, yeah.
And he never forgot it.
Yep.
Roy Huggins once told me that he was not surprised that Stephen became a novelist because he had such a command of character.
Well, what's great about Steve was that he was great with narrative, be it, you know, screen narrative or on the written page. And, you know, most television writers, successful ones, after they retire or are retired, they don't write anymore. You know, the big money isn't coming in, but Steve had to. There comes the obsession again.
Mm-hmm.
It was something he had to do. It's like now I write 7 days a week, and I've done it for decades. I don't feel right every day unless I'm writing, and I think Steve definitely had that same addiction, and that's a good addiction.
It's a very good addiction.
The old way of living with diabetes is a pain. You've got to remember to do your testing, and you always need to be sticking your fingers. The new way to live your life with diabetes is with a continuous glucose monitor. You simply apply a discreet, easy-to-use sensor on your body, and it continuously monitors your glucose levels, helping you spend more time in range and freeing you from painful finger pricks. If you test your blood sugar at least 4 times per day and inject insulin at least 3 times per day, or use an insulin pump and have private insurance, or Medicare, you might be eligible for a CGM with little or no cost to you. Call U.S. Medical Supply today for a free benefits check. We offer free shipping, 90-day supplies, and we bill Medicare or your insurance directly. Call now and say goodbye to finger pricks.
800-826-5884. 800-826-5884. 800-826-5884. That's 800-826-5884.
Be part of our conversation. If you like what you hear, have thoughts on this week's program, or have an idea for a future edition of TV Confidential, we'd love to hear from you. You can email us at talk@tvconfidential.net, talk@tvconfidential.net. You can also message us at facebook.com/TV Confidential, x.com/TV Confidential, or at TV Confidential on Instagram. And if you're listening to us on the TV Confidential podcast, please be sure to hit the subscribe button.
This portion of TV Confidential is brought to us by our friends at Front Porch Realty, the community of realtors in the Northern Bay area of California that is committed to finding the solution that is best for their clients. Whether you're a first-time home buyer or looking to sell or lease your property in Northern California, call Karen Strain at 415-886-7411. Or visit frontporchrealtygroup.com for more information on how they can help you.